Hey, welcome in time for Daily Editorial. Lance, I'm going to say hello to you, but I'm also going to say to you, Indiana, because I'm going to read something out of Scripture here that I think is very, very relevant to what's going on in our society. I have been studying Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 10 starts with the following. I want you guys to just keep this in mind, please. 10:1, chapter 10, verse 1. What sorrow awaits the unjust judges and those who issue unfair laws? They deprive the poor of justice and deny the rights of the needy people, of the needy among my people. They prey on widows and take advantage of orphans. What will you do when I punish you, when I send disaster down upon you from a distant land? For whom will you turn for help? I don't know who the hell you're going to turn to for help, because the Lord isn't with an awful lot of the people who we are talking about right now. Jim, didn't mean to bring religion into this thing, but it's pretty important to me. Read Isaiah, you guys, chapter 10. Read the whole thing. It really, really describes what the Lord is going to do to some of the evildoers out there. Let's talk about what's going on in society right now. Jim, why don't you start?
Yeah, so I think that hopefully... God will take, will manage these people, because right now other people are not. They're not holding accountable some of the unbelievable corruption that's out there. The things that I think are so important today: YouTube just banned any information it deems, Alphabet, Google company, deems counter to science with COVID. So okay. Dr. Merkola and other... Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other people that have very valid and important questions on the impact of the vaccination and, of course, what's happening with COVID, are being banned. And if you have that type of censorship, if you have that type of control over information and media, what are they afraid of, and what are they trying to cover up, and what are they trying to hide? Because, in fact, if there's invalid reasons out there for, you know, people that, or I should say, if there are valid reasons for people to question what's happening, how are you going to find it if the tech companies and the media are going to absolutely censor it? And that's what we're facing right now in the world. And it is incredibly dangerous. And we definitely need somebody to push back on it.
Well, I want to push back on it by saying it's my understanding. I'm not a scientific person, but I haven't gotten sick for a long time. I do a lot of what Larry suggests that I do in terms of supplements. Larry is also backed up by my doctor, who tells me to do the same thing, which I find to be... That's pretty interesting, Dr. Larry. Anyway, let me just say this thing. COVID, a lot of people have died from influenza, the flu. COVID is nothing more than the flu. And that makes me feel fairly secure in my life right now. Jim, let's talk about something besides COVID. What else is going on that you think we should opine on?
Well, I think the White House right now, they are reaching out to tech companies to help silence the dissent against vaccinations. I think that they are publicly misinforming, if not out and out lying, to cover up issues right now with, you know, General Milley, and of course McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, and Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, have been facing, you know, pretty bipartisan anger over the Afghanistan withdrawal in hearings in the Senate in the last 2 days. The embarrassing thing is that the White House will actually come down and say that, you know, in spite of these generals and the Secretary of Defense saying that they recommended 2,500 troops to stay in Afghanistan, Biden didn't lie when he told ABC News George Stephanopoulos that no one told him that. They're willing to put so many spins on this. It's almost insane to watch the willingness of Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, to twist information in order to cover up and an attempt to blame others for their failings and mistakes. That's, you know, I can't. The sad thing is they're speaking to the MSNBC, CNN audience that still listen to the lies and believe them. And people still believe this in spite of absolute 100% facts. And they're willing to continue to spin. It has nothing to do with governance. It has to do with spin. And that's just really disturbing. And, you know, again, censorship, spin, lies, control with the tech corporations, control with the big, large media corporations, and the unwillingness of people to actually accept the facts that are presented, even by the administration, is incredibly dangerous. And we're moving into an area where people are going to push back. And I'm very worried that it will get ugly, violently ugly, if they continue down this route and just ignore people and try to just silence people. I don't think they can do it in America.
No, I don't think they can either, Jimmy. I really don't. All I want to say is I'm pretty comfortable right now with what's going on, because as you guys know, I'm a pretty religious guy. I read the Old Testament and the New Testament daily. We're going to be safe in the end, in my opinion. Anything in particular going on right now that really makes you concerned, that really gives you concern, Jim?
Well, yes, the
Other
fact
than
that...
the attitude?
Yeah, no, I think that... the tax, the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better budget that the Biden administration is attempting to push through, they're having a tough time with the progressive. The progressives want more. And of course, you know, the rhinos and the people that are not willing to fight against these ridiculous, you know, budgets and crazy payoffs to constituents, I think they're going to face a real problem. I think that's going to have the reality for America in business. And of course, global business is going to say, wait a second, you know, this is too dangerous. We can't keep printing the money like this. You've got the problems with Evergrande in China. You've got the problems with the labor and of course, firing of, you know, 1/6 of our economy is actually the health care system. And they're firing literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of employees in the health community. Mm-hmm. The heroes from, you know, a year ago, they're firing them because they are actually experienced, educated people that don't want the vaccinations and say, no, we don't want it. So they're firing them. The impact on American health is going to be devastating. The impact on our economy with continuing these policies are going to be devastating. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I know you were talking about cryptocurrency yesterday, but in my view, you know, if there's nothing there, nothing tangible behind it, there's nothing that actually exists. I think a lot of it's investment fraud. And I think that's going to come to haunt people. I think the real estate values that have just skyrocketed are going to come to haunt people. Inflation's going to come to haunt people. And of course, the reality of this budget. And I think it's just unsustainable. And I think we're going to face a very dark period of time here coming up. I know I've said this yesterday, but I think that these things are very, very disturbing to me.
But I have to say, in closing up here, I think we're going to come out in the sunlight. There's no question about that. Jim, let's do this again tomorrow, okay?
All right.